Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
All right, by a show of hands, how many of you were gripped this past week by the story of the submersible? A tragic story. It had a heartbreaking end. But I want to talk about a different boat story. Who here is familiar with the boat off the coast of Greece? About 750 people who were fleeing war, violence, conflict, climate change. They boarded a boat, and they got on. The boat took on water and capsized, with only about 104 people being found to this point, leaving hundreds dead or missing. How many of us were gripped by that story? Significantly less. And that is not an indictment on you or on me. It's an indictment on the media. But hundreds of refugees lost. And that is a heartbreaking story. Looking for a better life, looking for a place of hope, just to have it end in tragedy. Now, the question I've been asking, in light of both of these awful events, is a basic one. Where are you, God? Where are you, God? And I think we've all asked this at some point in our lives. Where are you in this mess? You say that you are hope. You say you're the resurrection and life and joy. But we turn on the news and this is what we see. Where are you? And I think the prophet Jeremiah would have something to say about that this morning. Look at the beginning of the reading. Terror. Denounce. Let us denounce him. Looking for an opportunity to be caught so that vengeance might be taken on me. I imagine that the prophet Jeremiah would have asked this very question. Where are you, God? Everyone, darkness is surrounding me. Where are you? I imagine the migrants on the boat would have asked, where are you? And I think we ask that in our own lives, in our own weaknesses, in our own brokenness. Where are you? Where are you? But notice what comes next in the book of Jeremiah. Immediately after he talks about vengeance and darkness and terror, he says, but the Lord is with me. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor. The Lord is with me. Now, I have to be honest. Complete vulnerability. I was like, no. This week, I turned on the news, and I was heartbroken at the story of the refugees. Heartbroken. Where are you, Lord? Where are you in this boat crisis? Where are you when hundreds are missing? Where are you in violence and war and conflict? And after I went through my little prayer tantrum, that's what I've called it, God said, are you weak enough to be mine? Are you weak enough to be mine? I was like, weakness, really, Lord? See, I was so blinded by heartbreak, by my own weakness, by my own brokenness, that I couldn't see what God desires to do, what God is doing. We get so caught up in our gifts, our talents, are things that make us powerful or successful, and those are graces, yes. But it blinds us to the needs of another. It blinds us to what God is doing. Look at the story of the refugees. Power has blinded us to what God wants to do, both on an individual level and on a systematic level. Yes, weakness. And what is weakness? No, I'm not talking about just roll over and let people walk all over you. I'm talking about a total and radical dependency on grace alone, on God alone, on God who he says is hope, who he says is life and mercy and love. Are we weak enough to be totally dependent on that? To be totally dependent on grace. Because, my dear sisters and brothers, we were called at our weakest. We were called at our lowest. When did that call start? When we were in the womb. When we were utterly helpless to everything in our surroundings. When was I called but when I was in the fetal position, crippled with anxiety? God said, I call you. I call you. In my weakness, am I able to let the power of Christ shine through me and my weakness? See, because my weakness is mine. Everything else is grace from God, my gifts, my talents, my abilities. But my weakness is mine and mine alone. And that's my gift to the Lord. It makes me more lovable before the Lord. It makes you more lovable before the Lord, because we present it to you, to God, and we say, work through me, Lord. Work through this tragedy, because you can and you will. And so when I ask, where are you, God? What I'm asking is, can I be dependent on your grace alone to see you in another? Because when we allow space for weakness, we allow space for God. And when we allow space for God, we allow space for what we call the other, the migrant, the refugee, the poor, the lost. Do we have those eyes to see? Are we willing to be totally open to his grace? Where are you, God? I'm here. I walked with you 2,000 years ago. I walk with you today. Where are you, God? I'm sitting with you. I told Jeremiah that I'll rescue the life of the poor, and I will do that today. Will you sit with me? Where are you, God? I'm in the migrant and the refugee. Do you see me? Do you see me? Where are you, God? Look up. Look up. I'm right here. I am hope itself. I am the resurrection. I'm sitting with you. I'm loving you. Will you rely only on me? Will you let me guide you?